How do you handle being tired? No, I genuinely want to know. My wife and I have really struggled with this the last couple of weeks. It could be any number of things, but we're tired. Let's talk about that on this journey. Welcome to Anything Goes, a journey home, a place to find hope, encouragement, inspiration, and motivation to do the same on your journeys wherever they may take you. I'm your host, Andrew Geist. Now I know what you're thinking. Here's another guy, Christian guy, who's going to tell us we need to rest more. Well, yes and no. Truth is, I've wrestled with this concept of resting a lot because I like to do. I work with a lot of people who do. When you're in the creative realm of being a worship pastor, it's everything. You just do. You get up on stage, you sing, you perform, you just do. And the truth is, as Christians, I think generationally, for years and years and years after the apostles moved further and further away from this concept of rest, and take for granted the fact that in Genesis 2:2-3, God rested from his own work. Creator of the universe, infinite being, greater than we could possibly imagine, more powerful than we could possibly imagine. He rested. That should be compelling for us to consider, maybe. And then, even further, God instituted Sabbath. Exodus 28:10 talks about this, where he says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. He talks about how he will go with the Israelites in Exodus 33:12-14 and give them rest. David talked about in the Psalms how we can be made to dwell in his safety and find rest there. How, as the good shepherd in Psalm 23, we lie down in green pastures and we find rest. Or my soul actually finds rest in God in Psalm 62. And then Jesus himself says, find rest for your soul. My burden is light. So if God the Father says we should rest, his own people of the Old Testament say we can find rest in security in him. And his own son says we can find rest. I think it bears considering that we should maybe find a way to rest. Now, let me be clear. I'm not talking about being lazy. I think that that's really the finer point of resting versus doing nothing. I think that there is a misconception in Christianity, and perhaps just church in general, that if we aren't doing things for God at all times, 24/7, then we are somehow dishonoring God and our relationship to him. And I think that that's probably the furthest thing from the truth. And I think we can kind of trip ourselves up and find ourselves in a dark place where we might be trying to earn something that was never ours to begin with. It was a gift that God gave us through Jesus Christ. But again, I'm not talking about being lazy or apathetic. My wife and I are definitely not in that season. In fact, I would say right now, probably why we are so tired is because of worry. And really, we probably need to find rest and comfort in the arms of a father who gives us perfect peace. And we aren't actually finding that rest in the peace that he offers. because let's be honest, the peace that passes all understanding that the Word of God talks about is just that. It's something that we can't possibly fathom or understand, yet we run from it. Let me give you an example. Right now, life seems to be hitting us as a family hard. Now, this is not some desperate attempt to ask for money. This is just the reality. And the truth is there are many of us in this world right now who are suffering the same thing. And frankly, I know, being that I'm in America, I actually probably have it much better than most. But for us, in our season of life, life is hitting us hard. Bills are coming in consistently. Things are breaking down more regularly. Needing to take care of medical things is becoming more regular with our kids. And all of this costs money, which is a worry. Thinking through things like, do we keep our home? Do we sell our home? What's the value of our home? What do we do with insurance? What do we do with car insurance? What do we do with our health insurance? And so many other things. You might start to get a picture and a glimpse of why we probably are so tired. The reality is the burdens of our lives presently occupy a great deal of our mental and, frankly, physical capacity. And to top of all off, my wife works part-time from home, and I work full-time myself as a worship pastor. And at both of those jobs, we have worries independent to those particular things that we're doing for our jobs. And it leaves me wondering, should I be resting more? Should I be more intentional with God and being more calculated with my time when I'm not at work or when I'm by myself? And I wonder that for my wife as well. I wonder that for you. Are you in that season yourself? Are you in the season of, yeah, I need a break? And yeah, you could take the approach of, I'm going to get away. I'm going to go on a vacation. But maybe you don't have the finances. I know we don't right now. But that's okay. Staycations are a real thing. And rest in God's peace that is above our comprehension or understanding is not bound to what we do or don't do. I.e., if I continue to press on and continue to do as I have been without taking a vacation, without going to the beach, without going to some other city or some other state, completely taking off a weekend and not leading worship on that particular Sunday, which I know I don't have that luxury, would I actually be so arrogant to think that God's peace would not be able to reach me there? I think the arrogance comes into play more so for me that I think I'm out of his reach. He's the God of the universe. He sees everything. He knows everything. He knows my very creation. He knows the heart of man, as the Word of God says. So why would I even think that if I choose to stay at home with my family on a Friday and a Saturday and do nothing on any one of those weekends means that God's peace isn't going to find me there? But let's be clear. I'm not talking about being lazy and apathetic, mostly because I'm not talking about being lazy and apathetic to your relationship with God. I can't simply just take the day off and say, this is my Sabbath, I'm going to do nothing, including I'm not going to connect with my Holy Father in heaven. I'm not going to connect with a relationship with him through the Word of God. I'm not going to connect with him in relationship through prayer. I'm not going to do those things. Doesn't really work, because that's not Sabbath. Sabbath was intended and created and facilitated by God and instituted by God from the very beginning for him, the creator, to fellowship with us, his creation, right? On the seventh day, he rested. But that was after he had created everything. So he rested in his creation. So for me, it actually necessitates for me an effort on my part to be connected to my creator. It requires an effort from you, the created, to be connected to your creator, God. And if you're wondering to yourself, why wasn't that vacation as rewarding? Why wasn't that vacation or that trip that we took to get away from all of our problems, to turn off our phones and unplug? I'm oftentimes left wondering about some of those vacations that I've had. Did I actually connect with God more, or did I just simply unplug from everything, including him? And in many respects, not allow him to actually feed into my soul what I needed to sustain myself through the next season. Because I'll be honest, there have been seasons in my life where it was so stressful, I wanted to give up everything. I wanted to give up ministry. I wanted to give up church. I wanted to give up all of it. It wasn't because, oh, this person hurt me, that person hurt me, this church wasn't nice. No. It's because my soul was worn out. As a person in ministry, the natural state of our heart is to give of ourselves, our time, and our energy. And yes, in certain churches, we have the privilege and the honor to be paid to do what we do, and to have a livable salary and livable wage in many cases to do what we do and provide for our families. But the reality is, if we aren't actively participating in our relationship with God and we are simply doing, is that a relationship? I would argue it's a relationship, but it's a very one-sided relationship and it's not a very communicative one. But that's also part of the challenge of a relationship with God. He is outside of time. He is infinite. We are finite. And I think we run some dangerous conclusions if we think that the only way that we can commune with him is sitting still and being quiet. For me, my Sabbath lately has been intentional fatherhood. What do I mean by that? I mean intentionally spending times with my kids, not picking up my phone. Trust me, in church life, you always get phone calls. There's always a need. But one of the things that God has called me to is fatherhood and to be a husband. And so me intentionally choosing my children over a text or a phone call that is technically my weekend, yes. I'm sorry to whoever I may hurt the feelings of, I have to choose my kids in that moment because that is a part of my Sabbath. That is my relationship with God. Because the reality is, and I've shared this on a previous episode, how I portray God and my relationship with God and where I actually commune and fellowship with God is through my example to my kids. And they define and they come to understand who God is based off of that experience. Now, yes, they're going to come to a place of challenge in their life where they're going to realize, wow, Dad loves God more than me. And I hope that they'll say that of me. I hope my wife says that of me now, that I love God more than them. But let's be clear. My saying that I love God more than them is not me saying I love being a worship pastor more than them. I love being and working at a church more than them. No, because those aren't God. Those aren't the person that I've given my life to. They're things that I do as an act of service of the life that I've given to God. But that's why it's so important for us to adjust our expectations. It's why it's so important for us to have a relationship with God and recognize that rest can come from anywhere and in any type of circumstance. So I want to encourage you today, if you're listening, find rest in God. It doesn't have to look like what I've described. It doesn't even have to look like what other people have described to you. It needs to look like fellowship and communion with God for you. So make that decision today to find rest in Him. You can probably guess what I'm going to ask you to do. Find rest. I've given some suggestions. If you're a father, maybe it's finding rest in your children, in fellowship with your children. Maybe it's finding fellowship with your wife, spending one-on-one time with them and poring over the Word of God, or reading the Word of God together as father to son, father to daughter. Maybe it is you intentionally setting aside quiet time where you listen to the Word of God, or you read the Word of God, and you pray, and you write in a journal. You reflect on the things from your week. Maybe it's you intentionally going out on a walk and finding fellowship with God in creation. Whatever it looks like, find rest. And then leave a comment below on how you find rest to encourage someone else today. Thanks for listening to the podcast today, for liking and sharing. If you're watching on YouTube or listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you can get the notification every time I take a journey. If you'd like to support this podcast, there's a link below and in the show notes. You can find all the previous seasons and episodes for this season at ajourneyhome.blog and connect with me at aguysproduction.com or through the socials below and in the show notes. Now let's be kind to each other, show faith, love, and hope to those who need it. Have a great week. I'm going home.